This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today announced enhancement of dearness allowance for serving employees and dearness relief for pensioners, family pensioners by 2%, raising the existing rate from 58% to 60% of basic pay and pension with effect from 1st January 2026. The enhanced DA will be applicable to all India service officers serving under the Government of Arunachal Pradesh, central government employees on deputation to the state government, and all regular state government employees. Similarly, the enhanced DR will be applicable to all pensioners and family pensioners. The benefit will cover approximately 69,248 regular employees and 40,477 pensioners across the state. Congratulating the government employees, Khandu expressed optimism that they would reciprocate and give their best to the welfare of people reaching to the last man in the queue. The government has stated that domestic LPG distribution across the country is normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors. During the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that amidst West Asia crisis, the government is making all-out efforts to ensure 100% supply of domestic LPG to the consumers for cooking and up to 70% to consumers of commercial cylinders. She also informed that about 95% of deliveries of LPG cylinders are being done through the authentication code. With regard to natural gas, the Joint Secretary informed that about 6,31,000 new PNG connections have been gasified and infrastructure has also been created for an additional 2.67 lakh connections. She said so far 6,93,000 consumers are registered for PNG connections. She added that more than 49,000 PNG consumers have voluntarily surrendered their LPG connections. Ms. Sharma also informed that operations and retail outlets are normal. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar chaired the 11th State Broadband Committee meeting with members, TSPs and stakeholders reviewing telecom and digital infrastructure progress in Arunachal Pradesh, including coverage across 130 block headquarters at Itanagar yesterday. The meeting deliberated on 4G saturation, BharatNet, DBN-funded projects and better utilization of existing infrastructure. The CS emphasized on expediting right-of-way clearances, adoption of coal before you dig, leveraging optical ground wire and readiness for 5G rollout. Directed time-bound action and stronger coordination to accelerate connectivity were also discussed. In the meantime, the CS has urged TSPs to ensure reliable and timely network expansion, especially in remote and border areas. Minister for Education, P.D. Sona, today participated in the three-day national workshop on the role of Devanagari script in tribal language writing of Arunachal Pradesh held at Him International School, Jolang, Itanagar. Organized by the Hindi Directorate, Ministry of Education, Government of India, in collaboration with the Donyi Polo Cultural and Charitable Trust, the three-day workshop brought together eminent linguists, scholars and community-based organizations to deliberate on strengthening tribal language writing, preserving indigenous knowledge systems and promoting inclusive literacy. MLA Nabam Vivek officially flagged off the Path of Light, Namsai 2026, spiritual retreat at Itanagar today. The four-day excursion program is designed to promote healing and personal growth by blending spiritual practices, mindfulness and community bonding. It aims to provide participants with a supportive environment for reflection, recovery and transformation. Under the ongoing Operation Dawn 2.0, East Siang police successfully apprehended one individual recovering a suspected heroin and ganja at Pasighat yesterday. The accused person has been apprehended and all seized items have been handed over to the respective police stations for further legal proceedings. In the meantime, Superintendent of Police East Siang, Pankaj Lamba, has commended the efforts of the entire team and ADS, reiterating the district police's unwavering commitment to a zero-tolerance policy against drug-related offences. He further urged the public to remain vigilant and report any illicit activities, emphasising that community cooperation is vital in achieving a drug-free East Siang. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.